Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is Clear Space Theater. They're requesting $1,500 to help with the cost of providing scholarships to students who cannot afford the full tuition. Last year, $9,000 was provided in scholarships. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Cole and $250 from Ms. Deaver.
Well, Mrs. Deaver agrees to do the $250 again, and so we'll do $500. Mrs. Deaver?
Ms. Deaver does.
Mrs. Deaver does. Thank you.
Motion, Mr. Cole. That's second, Mr. Burton.
Yeah. That's his nickname now.
Grant $500 to Clear Space Theater for the Arts Institute Scholarship Program, being $250 for Mr. Cole's account, $250 for Mr. Burton's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
I one of these days I'm going to get over there. They keep inviting me. It's not going to change the result, but I do need to get to know more about this organization. But for that reason, I'm going to vote no because I just don't have the information. So
Burton.
I vote in favor.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. I'm glad to spend Mr. Burton's money.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
But yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is the Marine Corps League is requesting $500 for the Delaware Devil Dogs Detachment 780 for their 2017 Marine Corps League ball. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council member.
So move.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette. The grant $500 in Marine Corps League for Devil Dog Detachment 780 for Community Projects fundraiser, being $100 of each councilmatic district. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is Cape Henlopen Educational Foundation requesting $2,000 to provide grants to Cape Henlopen teachers to support and supplement student academic experiences. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Cole and $500 from Ms. Deaver.
So move. Mr.
Second.
Burton.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $1,000 to the Cape Henlopen Educational Fund for classroom grants for materials or small projects, being $500 from Mr. Cole's account, $500 from Mr. Burton's account. Questions on the motion?
What's the project?
I think that's, I don't know what the projects are. I guess numerous projects.
Numerous.
They apply for grants from this organization. It's numerous projects in the classroom.
More questions? We'll take a vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The next one I would like to defer until we obtain more information. That was the Cool Spring Civic Association.
Okay.
Okay. All right. The next one is Pinetown Civic Association is requesting $600 to help with the cost of heating their community center. Last grant received was $500 in 2016 from Ms. Deaver for community center repairs.
Pleasure, Council.
I will move that $500 for the Cool Springs Civic Association.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Cole. $500 from Mr. Burton's account to the Pinetown Civic Association for heating for the community center. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion. Excuse me, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one's Greater Lewis Community Village is requesting $2,000 to allow them to accept 5 additional reduced fee members. The village is a volunteer organization dedicated to helping older adults live independently for as long as possible. Last council grant received was $750 from Ms. Deaver.
This was, the grant request was put out. I didn't know anything about this, right? So
defer.
I called and talked to them.
Oh, okay, good.
Right? And in light of what Ms. Biedemann talked about, our community's changing. And what I found this Greater Lewis Community Village Associate, I said, you know, I was talking to what do you do? What do you guys do? And they don't do pickleball. They do, their main deal that they do is transportation, getting seniors to and from doctor's appointments. They do respite care for home givers, so giving the home caregivers a break. They change light bulbs, take out garbage, picking up things for members, assisting in computer problems. I could use that. Helping paying bills, providing education and social programs. So, you know, I was really, you know, before I took this job, I would never know that this even existed. And they are just, their numbers are just crazy. I'm not putting a plug in. I'm really putting a plug that this is a good service that is provided by this group, and I support their grant.
The grant was how much?
$600.
It was They're requesting $2,000.
Oh, $2,000, I'm sorry.
$2,000 from your county's bank account?
Yes, sir.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,000, Mr. Burton's county's bank account, to the Greater Lewis Community Village for reduced fee memberships. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote yes.
Wilson. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I believe motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Nanticoke Senior Center is requesting $3,000 to bring their fire suppression system up to date. There have been no past grants for this project. Last grant received was $717.18 from Mr. Vincent, which was for defibrillator upgrades.
How much will I give, Mike?
I'll give $3,000. Motion, you make a motion.
I'll make a motion, Mike.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Burton, to grant $3,000 from my county's bank account to Nanticoke Senior Center to upgrade their fire suppression system in their kitchen. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I believe motion carried. Next.
Okay, last one is Delaware State Alumni Association is requesting $1,697 to cover the final cost of sending the Delaware State University Band to Rehoboth Beach to perform. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Cole.
In the balances, what?
$1,697.
Yes, I will submit that amount that she just stated to finalize the marching band's costs for that performance.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
If you want to round off to get rid of the 97 cents or whatever it was, you can.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant from Mr. Cole's account. How much exactly, Mr.?
It's $1,697.
$1,697.
Okay.
To the Delaware State College Alumni Association for Delaware State University Marching Band Performance in Rehoboth. Questions on the motion?
They've had the performance already. It was.
Is George going to be there?
No, it's already been done. It was excellent.
Did you go?
Missed it this year.
He didn't perform, though.
But they were still excellent.
I've heard.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
My mother went.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I believe motion carried. Introduction proposing ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several. The first one is in Mr. Wilson's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an electrical generation and nutrient recovery facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 16.71 acres, more or less.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
The next one also is in Mr. Wilson's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar array farm to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 70.0 acres, more or less.
Wilson introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Cole's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a modification of conditional use number 1018 to allow for an on-premises electronic message center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.914 acres, more or less. Mr. Cole.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the last one is in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.641 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Burton introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
I got just something I missed this morning. The West Rehoboth Community Land Trust thanked us for a contribution with the community to with their mission of lot purchasing and building affordable housing in West Rehoboth. And I'm still getting stuff from, it's an issue in the town of Ocean View, but it's about the a conversion of rental units from approval for townhouses, and all of a sudden now they become rental units. And so it's an issue, but it's a town issue, but they keep wanting to bring it to the attention of the county. That's all.
Councilor comments?
One last comment, Mr. President. We're 40 minutes late, but we've had a lot of comments today that we heard about the sports complex. I don't know of any timelines. I don't think we heard a timeline 2 weeks ago or last week, whenever that was. So where are we on that process, and as far as the public's input and a deadline, that kind of stuff? So I don't know
I think when Mr. Shell was here to make his presentation, we generally said accept comments in October. We're off next week, then we're back on straight through. So, you know, I look for counsel for guidance. If you feel like you've gotten enough feedback input, or if you want to have another discussion, put it on the agenda. I can collate everything that we've received electronically and otherwise and give you an update as far as that goes. It really just looking for guidance.
Okay.
There's no hard deadline. But I do think they do want a decision.
I would have questions, some additional questions. I mean, as from the feedback that we're getting, that I'm getting, I would definitely warrant some more questions.
Okay.
I don't know if we need to have that. I guess we do have to have it back on the agenda.
Sounds like if that's what...
Well, should it be on the agenda, or should we, can we ask these questions maybe in an executive session, possibly, because it is a financial thing?
No.
No, it's not executive session.
Okay.
No.
Answers that.
Okay. There's no presentation, so it should be quick, I would think.
Okay. Put it back on the agenda for maybe what the next one looks like, and maybe not the following one, but next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Council member comments. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote.
Fire guys
Mr.
away.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned.